Before we begin this episode, I want to give a shout out to all our patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. You can find the link in our description. All of our patrons' contributions really help make this podcast possible, so consider becoming a patron. For as little as a dollar, you can support the ongoing production of this podcast, and there are rewards such as shoutouts and live streams and even horoscope readings. So yeah, check it out. The link is in the description. We would like to give a very special shout out though to our BBF BFFs, which is the new tier. So shout out to Delia, to Elizabeth O, and to Miranda E. Y'all are real ones for real. Thank you so much. And yeah, so consider becoming a patron today. Check out the link in our description. All right, let's start the show.
We'll do it live. Okay. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Hello, hello. And welcome to another episode of Bitter Brown Femmes. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Bitter Brown Femmes. This is your host, Ruben.
What? Who was that?
Who was what?
Is this a hotline?
From Los Angeles.
Oh, what? I want to meet them.
Yeah.
Sounds hot. Yes, this is Cassandra, your other host.
Where are you from?
From El Paso, Texas.
ASL.
Oh.
ASL.
Oh, God.
Were you ever on those chat rooms as a kid?
No, I wasn't on chat rooms. I was just chatting with, like, random people individually on AIM.
Individually? I thought you needed to be in a chat room in order to chat individually.
No, you just give them your screen name. Or sometimes they would find you somehow. I don't know.
How? I would have to go into the chat room and then, like, vibe with somebody. Probably too old for me. And then go to a private chat room. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
The trouble we got in, just, like, as kids. I was watching Pen 15 and just, like, cringing at their situation.
That episode? The internet episode, one?
I had to pause that episode so many times because I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I was like, that was me on MySpace. That was me on LiveJournal. Like, this is so embarrassing.
Yeah, that was me literally on AIM. I was just, like,
thinking the screen about, names.
Oh my god, my screen names were embarrassing. Like, I don't even want to think about them, but I just, like, I was like, oh my god, like, the things that could have happened but didn't happen, like, god, oh my god, something was, like, I was being protected by the great beyond, by my ancestors. My ancestors were like, this is not our wildest dream right now. We're not gonna let this happen.
Yeah. I can imagine, like, the children now with all this
the social media shit, like, must be out of control.
It is.
But how have you been in control?
What does that even mean?
I don't know, girl.
No, I haven't. I've been having a really bad time lately, losing my shit, actually. I'm not exaggerating on that. I have been losing my shit. Very bad days, but I feel like they're getting better, or they're going to. So I'm very optimistic. That's all I can be right now. Aww. Virtual learning is hard. And any person doing it out there, especially parents, like, I fucking feel you. I know teachers as well, counselors, like, everyone involved. Like, it's the worst. It's the worst, but we're all trying and we're all doing our best for the children. So, yeah.
I'm just surprised at, like, how... No, not surprised. I don't know what the right word is. Like, I'm not surprised. It was expected that we're going to flop, right, our school systems. But it's just, like, I think a part of me expected them not to flop. Just, like, you had months to switch your curriculum to an online serving, like, institution, and yet it seems like no district was ready, right? And they're putting the onus of the work on, like, the child and the parents, and I'm just like, how do you expect, like, these 5-year-olds to, like, pay attention in fucking kindergarten, preschool, right? Like, maybe the high schoolers, I get it, and to some extent, maybe even the middle schoolers, like, they have a bit more control over, like, their attention span, and, like, they understand that they need to go to school on some level. But kids, they don't understand why they have to go to school. Like, a lot of times, they're just like, okay, I guess I'm here, bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so when you take away the classroom from that equation, things make even less sense. So, like, what do these schools, like, what was their plan for kids? Because right now, it just seems like they didn't have any.
Yeah, I mean, it depends, I guess. Maybe they thought their government, you know, was going to have it all figured out somehow. And also, maybe it's, like, their first time doing, like, I don't know. All I know is that it's just another, you know, layer of this whole pandemic thing that is our government's fault. That we're here in this position. So, yeah. So everyone that's doing virtual learning with their children, also if you're a college student, you know, but also more importantly, the children, because it's hard out here.
Your college students have to figure that out on your own.
Figure that shit out. Like, it's hard. And I'm right there with you all. So.
Yeah. Our government is too busy, like, condemning riots and shit.
Too busy trying to track down an anarchist and, like, Antifa's, like, airfare schedule.
Shut up. Yeah, like, meanwhile, like, looters, quote-unquote, and, like, rioters haven't done as much, like, property and environmental damage as, like, gender reveal parties, right? Because it was recently revealed that the California fires, which have, like, reached historic levels recently of damage, like, that they were caused by, like, an explosive at a gender reveal party. Like, and this is not the first time. It's not even, like, the second time this has happened, right? Where a gender reveal party has caused a forest fire. Like, and yet, like, there's no, like, condemning them, like, in, like, mainstream media.
They should fucking pay. I'm sorry.
Not only that, but they should be banned. Ban gender reveal parties. Like, nobody needs to know, like, your child's gender is their business.
Like, they get wilder each time. Like, people try to outdo each other. And it's like, when you think of, like, is it this serious? Like, especially with the fucking fires. I'm like, is it, like, there was one where, like, somebody died. I don't know if you remember that one. It was, like, a bomb went off. They had
to shoot something,
like,
right?
They had a bomb. And I'm just like, it's, like, for...
Like, why are the cisheads so, like, obsessed with children's genitalia is my question. Like, girl, you're gonna get that baby anyway. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, you're gonna know what that... Like, buy yellow and green clothes and white clothes and gray clothes or, and black clothes
wear,
until then.
Or if you love blue, just buy it. Like, who... Like, just put it on the baby. Like...
Yeah. If you like some, like, pretty dress, just fucking buy it. Like, you know, like... Open up the boundaries of gender to your child very early. But also, like, who fucking cares? It's a baby. They all look the same for, like, the first 2 years.
Yeah. They wear it for, like, 3 seconds and then they throw up. It's like, they're, like, it's just, why?
Yeah, just put them in a rebozo and just, like, don't put clothes on them. Just carry them in a rebozo all the time.
Yeah, but it is, they should be banned. It's just, like...
Children or apostles?
Don't make me drag you, Ruben. No, yeah. Like, people are just out here wilding out. Like, again, it's not the first time, so I'm like, I'm not going to blame it on 2020. Because, you know, these people are always doing this shit. But yeah, it should be banned. Like, there's always, like, it was a gender reveal party, and everyone's like, oh my god, or ha ha. Like, that's it. That's, like, everybody's reaction. It's like, oh, let's talk about that. Like, why?
Yeah, like, what? Like, what do you expect from, like, people? The only thing that these gender reveal parties, like, succeed in doing is, like, A, either, like, you know, either very much enforcing gender roles and B, like, lightly enforcing, like, sometimes these, to me, have, like, an underlying of transphobia, right? And to a lot of people, too, right? Because they seem to have really taken off as the trans rights movement like took off in the last decade, right?
Yeah.
Because I remember these things growing up. Like I remember baby showers.
They happened. Yeah, I was gonna say, why don't we go back to baby showers? Like that's because baby showers are fun. I had three of them. I mean, you get to get drunk. Yeah, I had three of them.
For the one Luca?
I was gonna say for the because there's like three different families involved. Anyway, when I was pregnant with Luca, like I remember gender reveals had barely became a thing. Because I remember when I went to go get a sonogram, my sister was like, oh no, you're supposed to like put it in like a cupcake, or like I didn't know what the fuck she was talking about, and I was like, why? Why am I going to do that? Like, I was so confused. And then, so I remember, like, even when I was pregnant, this was, like, back, 7 years ago, like, they weren't a thing. They were, like, yeah, like, you're right. And I didn't make that connection of, like, it being directly tied to, like, you know, the trans movement or, like, trans people being more visible. Like, I didn't even make that connection, but you're absolutely right. And you know what's very interesting? The person that is technically credited to starting gender reveals, or like one of the ones that went viral, like, wait, I'll try to find the post. It's very interesting. They recently made a post on Facebook. They were like, I want to say that they were the first ones to do it. Their child came out. They had a, like, you know, like a trans child, like, reveal, because they were like, we regret having like a gender reveal because our child is trans. And like they made like this whole post about it, and it was like wow to see that, because they really were like, I don't know if they said they were like one of the first people like that went viral, or if they were like the first people that did it online. Right. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that did happen. I think they were like, one of the first people that went viral, or one of the first people, period. Mm-hmm. But another thing that these like gender reveal parties end up doing is that they also end up revealing people's like misogyny.
Absolutely. Like, those videos are like, on top of like you doing this whole shit, whenever it's a girl, it's like, and it's mostly the dad, obviously, who's like crying and like, oh, I'm so sad. And I'm just like, I can't. It's just like, even like double the bullshit. Like, could you imagine your partner, like, I'm just like, the whole thing like upsets me, and then we add the like that bullshit to it, and I'm just like, so y'all don't want your kid? Like, I don't. I don't even know. I feel like I saw one woman crying because, like, quote unquote, it was a boy. So I've seen both, but it's mostly, towards, like, it's a girl, and they're just like, oh my god, why?
Yeah, and I'm just like, damn, bro, like, you don't really need children, dude. Like,
no, they don't. A lot of these fucking people don't need children.
Yeah.
Anyway, stick to fucking baby showers. Matter of fact, let's have, like, Zodiac reveal parties. That would be fun. That would be a fun one.
That would be fun.
Like, guess what? It's a Gemini. And then everyone's like,
eh. And then everybody's like crying.
I'm so sorry. That's so mean. Stop it.
Let's do that. Let's pioneer that.
Yeah.
Get Hosea to get on top of this now.
What? Yeah, let's have a Zodiac reveal party. That would be fun.
Yeah. You know what else people need to quit their shit about is, particularly like non-Black Latinx, is this like need to erase like Black Latinxes in their continuous like calls for representation in media, right? So recently, like a month or some weeks ago, the nominees for the 2020 Emmys were revealed, right? And there was like no Latinx acting nominees. And so there was like this big outcry about, like, Latinos are not in media, like, Latino TV shows are canceled, blah, blah. And, like, all the while ignoring the fact that, like, Pose is, like, a primarily, like, Afro-Latinx show, right? And that, you know, Gerald Jerome won a fucking Emmy in the lead actor in the miniseries category, like, literally last fucking year, right? And, like, how there is a ton of, like, Black Latinxes on television, right? Often they don't play like Latinx characters per se, but they're still there, right? You know, there, the, you know, and then like, oh, there's no, like Latinxes in like blockbuster films. Meanwhile, like Zoe Saldana and like Rosario Dawson are like the queens of like action and sci-fi movies. Like, I was looking at
and Tessa Zoe Thompson. Saldana. Well, and Tessa in like Thompson. Marvel.
Yeah, but particularly these two girls, like with Zoe Saldana, she's literally in every fucking franchise.
Yeah, she that's right. In, mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Star Trek, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, I forgot she was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, she was. She's like literally in everything that is big, right? Like her monies are her pockets are thick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and she even started like a Latinx like initiative, like Bise, to like showcase Latinx talent. And so, with such a high profile, such profile. Like Latinx talent, like people really need to get fucking specific about what they're saying when they say like Latinx representation, because a lot of time it just sounds like they want more like non-black Latinxes on the screen, right? And I think that, I mean, there's a lot of ways that a lot of things that I have to say about this, but first, like, first, I want to go back to, like, this expectation that just because Latinxes have content that they deserve an award. Like, I don't want to sound like a piece of shit, but, like, none, like, literally very few of the Latinx actors in TV shows deliver the kind of performance that garners an Emmy. Like, just straight up. Like, the only one that I can think of at the top of my head that, like, three. The only ones that I can think of that, like, deserved a Emmy nomination were, like, India Moore, MJ Rodriguez for their work on Pose, and then Michelle Prada for her work on Vida. But, like, Latinxes aren't even watching Vida. Like, and some people have their good reasons for not watching the show, but most of them, like, you just don't watch it because it's like queer Latina show, right? And with Pose, like, it's often erased from the conversation on like Latinx television. There was an article about how and in the LA Times about how, you know, the Latinxes didn't get an Emmy, right? And it was shared by John Leguizamo, right? And all the while, like, ignoring that, like, John Leguizamo, like, literally ignoring that he was on a show.
I can't get over about,
that. About, like, the, you know, false incarceration of black people. Two of them, I believe, who played, who, like, were based on, like, black Latinx people. And Jerrell Jerome literally winning Emmy for playing a black Latino as he himself is a black Latino. And like, there's little pictures of John Leguizamo in the red carpet of the Emmys with his co-star. Like, the levels of like erasure that this man had to go through in order to be like, Latinos need representation, we don't have Emmys. Like, my God. Like,
I was dying when you said that he was on the, like, when you posted the picture of them. It's not funny. I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, wow. Like, just like, wow. This is some, like, it was bad already, but that just added like this whole level of like, you're so fucking whack.
And like, as a writer myself and someone who also has like aspirations to maybe like write on TV, I absolutely understand the need for Latinx content. But I also wonder what people even mean when they talk about Latinx content, because a lot of the time if it's too Latinx and it becomes stereotypical and it's like completely like written off. But if it's not, doesn't show like overt Latinidad, then it becomes like, or if it's like the wrong articulation of Latinidad, right? Like if it's queer or trans, then it no longer becomes a Latinx show, right? So people really need to be fucking specific, because we reject a lot of the content that is put out there for us, right? That's just my piece on that. I also think that, like, people devoted way more energy into this, like, Emmys thing than literally any other fucking issue that has impacted, like, Latinxes, right? Like, we really fucking, like, took the reins on that, right? And so that's just kind of been upsetting to watch, particularly, like, as it happened, like, as, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement has been picking up steam, and there are so many more issues that merit our attention. And not that, like, we can't focus on multiple things at once, but it's just telling that a lot of people don't do that. Like, realistically, people don't split their energy into more things at once. Like, all of their eggs are in this representation, like, basket, right? And that narrow view of politics, right, like, representation only type of bullshit, like, is one of the reasons that LA's police department is one of the most violent in the nation, right? Like, in the 70s, the Chicano movement actually called for more representation in the police department, in LAPD. Like, that was one of their big things. And you know what happened? Like, they got a lot more representation. But you know what that ends up doing? Like, you can't just put a brown face, or, like, a white face for a lot of you Latinos, TBH, Latinxes. You can't just put, like, an ethnic face on a white supremacist system and call it a day, because at the end of the day, that system is just going to continue to function in the same violent way, right? And we've seen that recently with the police murder of Dejon Kazee in L.A., right, at Dejon Kazee being a black man who was just bicycling. He was at a stop sign in, like, a neighborhood that the police deemed him not worthy of being in, and they shot him. And the murderer was a brown Latinx person, right? A brown Latino man, by the looks of it. Like, that's what this need to, like, diversify police departments, like, gets us, like, the same fucking violence. You might have thought, like, oh, that's quite the jump right there, right? But it's really not. It was really not that big of a jump from media to violent systems, because a lot of y'all's politics really begin and end in representation and everything, right? Like, you make representation your politic when it comes to media and government and police force and fucking literally everything. It's also another reason why we have such a big percentage of Latinx ICE agents, right? Like, I actually want y'all to think about what you are talking about when you mean representation, right? Because just putting an ethnic face on shit is not going to work. And I need y'all to wake up to that sooner than later. Sorry, I just went, like, on a 10-minute rant, and I feel like I never do that, but...
No, it's okay. I don't really have anything to add to that. I feel like you covered it all. And, like, the John Leguizamo thing, like, we've ties in the media representation, like, we've talked about it again multiple times, specifically in regards to Gina Rodriguez, because this is some shit she always pulls too. This whole, like, what about us? And like, you know, that one time where she was like, what about our Black Panther or some bullshit like that? And it's like, yeah, Zoe Saldana, like Tessa Thompson, like there are Latinas, specifically Latinas in these Marvel movies. Like, and Gina Rodriguez isn't like the only person, of course. It's like all like the Latinx media, all like the, you know, like, it's just like...
Like when Yalitza Aparicio was, like, getting a lot of attention for her role, mm-hmm. all the white Latina actresses apparently, like, gathered up to, like...
They, like, conspired against blacklist her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the white Mexican actresses in Mexico. It's like... So, like, you're screaming representation when... yeah, okay, we can argue that it's not enough, right? That it's not a lot, but it's there. So, like, the fact that you all choose to ignore Black Latinx representation is very telling. Because then, it, like, yeah, like, be specific then. Like, be straight out. I want non-Black Latinx representation. Or, like, I want... Because y'all, like, also, like, this is the thing. Like, people call out white Latinx representation all the time. So, but then they're not, they don't want to acknowledge or care for, like, Black Latinx representation. So, like, be very specific on what fucking color skin tone you want, because that's what it comes down to. Like, y'all want, like, brown, like, mestizo, like, whatever. Like, it's just, like, a very specific thing. And at the same time, if there was a white, like, Latinx actor or actress, like, I feel like people would support them more than they support, like, Black Latinx actors and actresses. So it's just like,
well, I mean, you're looking at the cult of Oscar Isaac, right? Like, he's had such a following, mm-hmm. right? He's a white Latino. In comparison to, say, something like Letitia Wright, right? Who, you know, is a Guyanese, like, British actor who was on Black Panther, right? Like, you know, Guyana being one of the most, like, ignored countries in Latin America, like, when it comes to discussions of representation. So, I mean, the proof is, like, in the fandoms, straight up.
Yeah, exactly. And John Leguizamo got dragged to hell and back. He eventually deleted the tweet, but there was no apology. You know, there was no, which is, like, people might not fuck with him, you know, because he does shit all the time, but I feel like it would have meant more, like, it would have meant something if he would have been like, oh, okay, like, that was whack, and apologized to the Black community, apologized to Black Latinx folks, to every, like, you know what I mean? Just, like, take accountability for that. Like, what are you going to do going forward? Because the article that he shared, I don't know what the article was, but they also changed the title when they saw that people were getting backlash. And so it's just, like, instead of being like, yo, we fucked up, like, yeah, you're right, you know what I mean? They're just like, delete. And
no, they, like, sneakily added Gerald Jerome to the article, mm-hmm. without adding editorial annotation saying, like, we've updated the article, mm-hmm. like a lot of respectable publications do, right? They just sneakily added it, like, if it was always there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're absolutely right that this leads to, like, more violence, like, physical violence and, like, death. And, like, yeah, people might be like, oh, that's a leap, you know, like, because a lot of people don't even understand how, like, Gina Rodriguez's comments, all of her fucking comments are anti-Black, you know. And especially, that's a thing I see all the time, because they're like, how come wanting Latinx representation is bad, or why is it racist, which we just, like, talked about. But they don't, you know, they see it as this, like, yeah, like, they just see it as like, oh, we just want something for ourselves, because they still don't see Black Latinx people as part of the Latinx community. Like, it's
this constant need to place, like, an ethnic identity against a racial one, right? Mm-hmm. And it's always when we feel, like, as non-Black Latinx people, that we're not getting our just due in comparison to Black people.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. It's always, because the article itself was also framed in such a way that was like, Black actors, like,
gained, like, they make gains or something.
Yeah, they make gains while Latinos are, like, nowhere to be found. Like, something like that, right? And it's always, like, in comparison, more like, when, like, the discussion should be like,
in comparison to white people. Period. Yes, like, and that's what we've talked about before. Like, y'all are like, oh my god, Black Panther, where's our Black Panther? But you never say that about Thor, about Spider-Man, about Captain America, like, about every other fucking white movie that exists. Like, you never say that whenever there's a white movie. It's always when specifically there's a Black movie. You don't even say it when there's, like, an Asian movie. Like, when Crazy Rich Asians happened, again, Gina Rodriguez shouted that out. But then,
or Mulan right now.
Or Mulan,
like,
yeah. People are
like, no, like, where's...
Yeah, where's our Mulan? Like, where's our Disney princess? Like, only, like, it's so fucking anti-Black and shit. And it does lead to, like, if you are a cop and you always compare yourself to Black people and your enemy, because that's what it comes down to. Like, you see Black people as your enemy. You see them as them having more representation than you, them having some kind of power, which isn't even real. Them having, you know, things in your head that you've made up in your fucking head, like, oh, Black people have this and they have that and we don't have anything. And, like, it exists in your job, whether that's a fucking cop, whether you're a teacher, whether you're even a fucking, like, cashier. Like, it doesn't matter, like, where you exist. Like, you have these thoughts about Black people that they're the enemy, aside from all the other anti-Black stereotypes, right? Like, aside from all of those, like, in our heads as non-Black Latinx, like, they are our enemy, because, like, why should they have more than we have, right? Like, why should their issues, like, be all over media, like Black Lives Matter? But, like, no one cares about kids in cages when it's like, you don't fucking care about kids in cages. Like, and also there are black kids in cages, which is like a whole, you know, it's like we're coming full circle here. But that's like why it's dangerous to like just say like, oh, it's just like, you know, it's just like this thing that doesn't equal to violence, because it does. Like, we need to check every anti-black thought and idea that we have, because it does, like, it does show up in our daily lives. Like, whether, again, that's like whether you're a cop, whether you're a teacher, whether you're just even with your friends, you know, a lot of us have black friends. That doesn't mean that you're not anti-black. Like, think about if you even have black friends. And if you do have black friends, like, are they actually your friend? Like, or do they like censor themselves around you? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's just a lot, and people just want to do like the surface level, like black and brown unity. Like, and that's why I fucking hate that shit. Like, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Obviously, people care about kids in cages. Like, obviously, there's work. I've said this a million times. There's people that protest. There's people that camp. Like, there's a lot of work going around in regards to kids in cages, in regards to like ICE detention. But as we saw earlier this year, when George Floyd protests were Black Lives Matter protests were happening, all of a sudden everyone was like, oh my God, the kids in cages. Oh my God, like, what about them? And it's just like, that pissed me off, because I'm like, you're literally using children. You're using children for your own like anti-blackness, which is whack as fuck to me. Like, that you all would, and again, in your little head, you're like, what do you mean? Like, we just care about kids and kids. Like, no, you don't. You don't care about kids in cages, because if you did, you'd be doing that shit year-round. And you would know that there's been protests year-round, and you wouldn't be shouting, like, what about us? What about this? Like, it's just, like, it's so fucking annoying.
Yeah. And if you want to help Black undocumented activists, feel free to connect to folks like UndocuBlack Network and the Bahi Collective, which is, the Black Alliance for Just Immigration. Those are orgs that have been doing the thing for a while now.
Yes, and BLMP, which is the Black LGBTQIA Migrant Project as well. And, like, we always share, like, I know Ruben does too, like, we reshare their stuff, like, if you really wanted to, you would find these orgs. You would go ask, you know what I mean? Like, it's just fucking annoying.
Particularly because, again, going back to the thing about representation, we keep wanting this representation in, like, white supremacist systems without ever attacking the white supremacist root, right? Like, with Hollywood, it's like we keep wanting representation there without attacking the gatekeepers, who are white people, who are white corporations. We keep talking about politics, about wanting representation there, when we've, like, no amount of representation has ever liberated us, right? Like, you can't vote yourself to liberation, right? And then when it comes to the police force and ICE, right, like, wanting more representation there only serves to, like, shield, like, as a liberal shield for the police force, just them being able to be like, we're so diverse, like, there's no way we can be violent, right? Meanwhile, you have Latino cops out here killing black people still, and also these same white supremacist cops, right, killing brown people, right? Andres Guardado was murdered by the same police force that murdered Dejan Kizzee, and both of these people, both of these young men, were murdered. Well, not even. Andres was 18. He was still a child. Mm-hmm. He was a young boy. And both of these people were murdered because these cops were trying to get into a cop gang, like a white supremacist cop gang, right? Like, they got a little, this was basically their initiation, after which they would have like a tattoo that would symbolize like their entry into this white supremacist gang, right? So when people, there was like an article recently talking about like, and it made all the waves on Twitter about like how white supremacists had infiltrated the German police force, and they were like, wow, Germany's so fucked, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, girl, look at your own fucking police force. Look at the US. Like, right now, Portland has been in 102 days of protest already against white supremacist cops who are all chummy with the fucking Nazis that come through their town, who were handing out water to literal white supremacists who murdered people right? There's video of like that 17-year-old white supremacist who killed two people at a protest in Portland. Like, he was getting water from cops just like 30 minutes earlier, right? Like, it is overdue that y'all wake up to the fact that like the police force is the white supremacist gang, right? And these initiations that led to the murder of Dejan and Andres are just another symptom of this violent force, right? And this is all angering on its own, but it's even more angering when you have all these liberals telling you like to go vote Biden and Kamala, like they're the lesser evil, which is like true, right? And we've covered this in the last episode. Sure, that lesser evil than Trump. But at the end of the day, we're voting to reinforce our police force because Kamala and Biden are both very invested in the carceral state. So don't fool yourself for a minute that this fight is over. If they win, which I think is going to be a long shot to be fucking H, because it's not going to be over, because this white supremacist police force and these white supremacist systems in general that we keep demanding representation in need to be abolished, and we need to get everybody on that fucking page, right? Because there's no reforming a system that rewards the murder of black and brown men, black and brown people, with like entry into some gang. Like, that is not something that can be reformed.
I don't even know what to add to that, because it's all, you know, right on the head. Like,
I was also thinking about how like those protests that like Save the Kids protests, which a bunch of like, you know, cishet Latinos planned, they were like carrying signs that like Raza Lives Matter and things like that, which like I've made a video about like why Raza itself is a white supremacist term, right? So it's interesting that they thought it was appropriate to talk about the release of immigrant folks held in detention centers by carrying a Raza Lives Matter. Like, in so many ways, it's putting their anti-black sentiment in the forefront, because you're saying like you're replacing like a black slogan with like a white supremacist term that has just been adopted by, you know, a lot of Latin American nations, right? Because of like the colonial agenda, right? So it's just interesting to see how that has played out, right? And how like folks don't think about the implication of their words and actions in that regard, which reminds me of this article recently published in Latino Rebels, because a right-wing, like, black figure noted that the murderer of Dejan Kazee was Latino, but he called him a white Hispanic, right? And the murderer turned out to be, like, a brown Latino man, right? I don't think his name has been revealed yet. But they led to discussions of like, white Hispanic does not exist, and Latino Rebels published a piece on it. And they were saying like, even if you're blonde hair and blue eyes, you still have an accent, and that accent is, makes you not white. And it's just like, in what world?
Let me tell you something. They share this fucking article, and I don't know if they recycle it or they make a new one every 6 months, but this isn't the first time they post this bullshit. Telling you that right now. They recycle it like every every 6 months. So I didn't read this one. I don't know if it's the same one, but I've read like their, and it's not only that, it's like one time they published like in defense of Columbus Day. Like
they go hard for the hate clicks.
But it's like, why are people still following them? They have me blocked, actually. It's pretty funny. Like on my personal Instagram. I don't know.
I block them. Well, ages ago, when they tried to slander me, when the Gustavo Arellano thing happened, they published a piece on me saying like that I was like some bitter person or blah blah, and
I forgot about that.
Putting all,
I thought it was just Gustavo Arellano. Like,
no, it was Latino Rebels, like inaccurately saying that I was like making shit up or whatever. Meanwhile, like the hashtag had like receipts of like Gustavo Arellano saying the N word and shit, and like telling like Central American, like cussing Central Americans out. And but they didn't put that. They just put that I was like some bitter bitch and
true.
Showing pictures of like me like us like out drinking with my friend Daniel, like supposedly in celebration of like Gustavo Arellano being fired. Like
true.
So
these all seem like facts.
Facts are facts, America. No, but no, like they have a piece out there being like in defense of Gustavo Arellano, like, you know, fuck this, like basically saying like, oh, this like bitter gay is just wants to like, you know, harm like a good brown man. And it's just like, that's the kind of shit they put out. And so yeah, I was like surprised that the term white Hispanic was trending, and second, I was surprised that like people are still following Latino rebels. Because why? Because please respect yourselves. Like, literally a white Latino built that platform. Second of all, their use of, like, communist imagery was, like, supposed to be, like,
edgy.
To de-radicalize that. Like, it was just supposed to be, like, oh, they just thought their logo looked cool. Like, they don't care about, like, the politics of, like, having a red star, like, on their shit. Like, literal, and the creator was like, we know we publish like, we don't publish super leftist things like Obama. They thought Obama, like a tried and true moderate, they thought he was radical. So whatever, so they're right of Obama. Like, think about what that means. They are literally a conservative Latino magazine posing as a progressive Latinx publication, putting out like all these like hate pieces, all these you know, white supremacist pieces, like regularly to get your hate clicks. But a lot of people did fall for it. Like, a lot of people were like, yeah, you know, I hate the term white Latinos, like I still experience
all the white Latinos race. Came out, they were like, yes, finally.
Yeah, they're like, yeah,
yeah,
this
lady was like in the comments, she was like, yeah, you're right. And I looked at her photo. She's like white as shit. And she's like, yeah, you know, I admit it. I pass. But then when they know my last name or like I speak, then all of a sudden, you know, like they're racist. And I'm like, so they're xenophobic. That, like, y'all need to understand the difference between racism and xenophobia. Because yes, if you are a white Latinx and you have an accent or you're an immigrant or you have a Spanish last name and people find out, you know, that's xenophobia. That's what that is. That is not racism. You don't experience racism, so stop it. Like, classism, xenophobia, everything else, yeah, sure. But you do not experience racism. And you're not a person of color. So stop that as well. I also want, not right now, but maybe at another time, also want to unpack this whole, like, white passing shit, because it's gotten way out of control.
Oh, I don't know how to talk about this without being, like, shady to somebody, but... but
maybe y'all can do your homework, sit with that, look into that. What does it really mean to be white passing? Are you really white passing, or just white?
Also, the term white passing was like created by the black community to talk about like black people who can sometimes pass as white. So that's the root of that term. Mm-hmm. It is not meant to talk about how
in like literal a Latinx white community, because there's not one race within the Latinx community, so it doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't apply. Like, within the black community, that makes sense because they're still black.
That's a race.
That's a race. Right. And y'all are just throwing that shit around. I'm like, so you mean like you're white? Like, y'all are really trying to say like you're white passing, and then I look at your photo and you're just like blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm like, what are you passing for?
Yeah, like it makes sense. The term white passing makes sense in the context of race, but not ethnicity. And because ethnicity encompasses a lot of races, including white, right? Not only that, but you know, white people in Latin America, they're not like talked about as like white passing, you know, there's no equivalent to that in Spanish, you know, that there's you're just white, it is blanquito, it is blanco, it is güero, it is, you know,
pan blanco, white.
Those are the terms people use, right? And what fucking really irritates me is a lot of people use it, even like social justice-y bitches, like they want to like separate themselves from their whiteness because they don't want to deal with their white privilege, their white guilt, right? And so they'll like make all these projects about like, oh, my white passingness. And it's just like, girl, you're white. You don't say black passing. I don't say like brown passing. Like,
I'm brown passing. I'm brown passing, brown according passing. To people on Twitter.
Like, you call black Latinxes black Latinxes. You don't call them like black passing Latinxes because you understand race when it comes to black people. But somehow when it gets to white people, you want to jump through hoops to make them still the victim, to still afford them some sense of oppression that doesn't really exist there. Right? So name the specific things. Like Cassandra said, learn the difference between racism, right, which is discrimination based on your race, and xenophobia, which is discrimination based on your ethnic identity, right? Yeah, perceived ethnic or national background, right? So, yeah, I think that's all I need to say. Like, white Latinos are a thing. Like, Cameron Diaz, Louis C.K., like, literally every fucking telenovela star, like, you know, turn on the fucking Spanish channels and tell me there's no white Latinos. Like, please shut the fuck up. Like,
I hate that question. I hate when they're like, can you explain what you mean by white Latinx? And I'm just like, what the fuck do you think it means? Like, what do you think it means? Like, I hate it so much. Like, I can't. And this, like, I don't even understand. Like, I guess I understand, but at the same time, like, why are you all hanging on? Like, why are you all hanging on to that is my question. Because I know I have white Latinx friends. Let me say that. I know some of them. And the ones that I know aren't out here crying about being white. The ones that I know, again, are just like, I've never even hear them reference that they're fucking white. Like, they know that they're Latina, Latino, Latinx, and, like, that's it. You know what I mean? Like, they know when to shut up. They know when not to take up space. Like, they know that they're still Latinx. They're not like, oh my god, I feel like y'all don't, like, think I'm Latinx. Like, for, like, it's just like, why, like, please sit with your feelings. Sit with your fucking feelings at home. Write in your diary about it. Like, if you have, like, an identity crisis, like, it happens. Okay. But why are you going online and, like, hijacking conversations about colorism, about white supremacy, about racism to make it all about your feelings, you know? Like, that's what bothers me, because I have had identity crisis myself. But I don't go online and, like, try to, like, center them, my feelings. Because at the end of the day, like, I, you know, it's just, like, it doesn't, oh my god, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it's just, I also hate how all of, like, even the ones that say they get it, all of your fucking sentences start with, like, as a white Latina. And then you write, like, this whole paragraph that no one needs, like, about how you get it. And it's also, like, at the same time, like, taking up space in a conversation, because you wanted to tell everyone how you're white and you understand. And it makes me feel like you don't understand because you're still, like, talking about yourself. So, anyway.
What gets me is when people do that, but instead of, like, I'm a white Latina, they're like, I'm a white passing.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, they don't, they, like, don't even say white Latina. They say light skin, or, like, yeah, they say white passing, or they say, like, as a light-skinned Latina. And I'm just,
and I'm
like,
just like, what? In what world? I'm like, and that shows that you don't get it. Like, shit, like, I don't know. I want to empathize, but, like, I don't have time to empathize.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've never been afforded the time to have this crisis. Like, I'm so, sorry, nobody's, I mean, ever been, sorry, like,
My dad is half white. So, and it's weird talking about myself in, like, percentages, like I'm a pie. But technically, you know, my dad has a white father and a brown mother, brown Mexican mother. So technically I'd be like a quarter white, whatever. It doesn't matter. That's what I mean. Like, but I don't know. Like, and I tell people sometimes, like, I'll mention that sometimes, and then people want to, like, make me the spokesperson for, like, what they call mixed race people. Cause that's what they've called me. Like, they say that I hate mixed race people online, and then they'll be like, well, why don't you ever talk about, like, about your experiences? I'm like, what? Like, why do you want me to talk about that? Like, why do you all need that? Like, when, Like, you just, like, I don't understand.
Not only that, but, like, hello, mestizaje, like, so many,
yeah,
like,
a lot of us are, like, it's just,
that, like, so,
but that's the thing, like, we want to have these conversations, but then we don't afford, like, these conversations, like, Black people talking about how we erase them, you know, like, we don't want to have those conversations, we don't want to make space for those conversations, we just want to make conversations about how we feel like we're not enough, like, we're not Latinx enough, or we're not Mexican enough, or we're whatever. It's just like,
yeah, the only time that I've ever felt like maybe I'm not Latinx enough is like as I'm experiencing like homophobia, mm-hmm. and like other, you know, forms of queer antagonism,
mm-hmm.
because especially in Latinx culture they have this way of making queer and trans Latinx people feel like they're, or like label them as whitewash, or like,
yeah.
And a lot of it has to do with because as LGBT Latinxes, we're not allowed into our culture, right? Our culture literally shuns us a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever articulations of Latinidad we come up with are seen as like, you know, gringadas of white people bullshit,
mm-hmm.
right? As opposed to like accepting them as like queer and trans articulations of Latinidad,
yeah.
right? So then anything we, and so whenever like cishet Latinos, Latinas, find us articulating our Latinidad in a queer or trans way, they think that's something that white people made up,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think about that, and it reminds me of, like, how the terms, like, Latine and Latinx are attacked as being, like, white people shit, when it's, like,
ugh.
Queer and trans Latinxes came up with that, like, in Central America, South America. Like,
I hate that
but
shit.
But just because you don't see queer and trans Latinxes as valid, you then attribute that articulation of our culture to white people, right? So there's all these other conversations that we could be having instead of like making more space for white Latinxes, right? But at the end of the day, because Latinidad is fundamentally such like a white supremacist culture, right? Like, we are so infected by white supremacy on multiple levels. We find these discussions about, like, coddling white Latino feelings more enticing than we do about literally any actual marginalized people,
mm-hmm.
right?
No, absolutely. So it is, that's a good point, too. It's like everything else we could be talking about and unpacking, but yeah, we always seem to center ourselves or whatever the privilege, but also privileged ones, but also just like specifically like white and straight and cis. Yeah, I hate that shit too. The whole like, no one uses Latinx. It's like, no, you like, I follow a lot of, and this like, I follow a lot of feminist collectives from Juarez, but also from all over Mexico, right? And they all use the term, like, Latinx, or, like, they use the X for everything, like, every word, not just Latinx, like, and the way that they speak it, too, because I've met them, like, obviously, I mean, like, I know some of them in person, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, and that's why I'm like, does my tia use it, and Juarez? No. Obviously, like, has she heard of it? Probably not. But that doesn't make it like any less valid, and that doesn't mean that white people made it up. And that, you know what I mean? Like the people that use it the most that I've come in contact with in Mexico have been like people doing like groundwork, feminists, like trans folks, like queer people, obviously. And so that just like highlights that the reason why people don't use this because like the root of it, like you don't want to make space for, you know, queer people and for trans people, like, period. Instead of saying, like, it's some white shit or whatever, like, why isn't there, like, an article, like, trying to teach people about it or why it's important or, like, who actually created this term and why? Versus, like, no one knows about it and, like, it's, like, a disgrace and then, like, you're out here defending the Spanish language. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, that's the most embarrassing thing. Like, I'm just, like, we're really, like... Like, y'all are going hard for this language right now. Like,
yeah, it always trips me out. Like, this giant, like, defensiveness around the Spanish language as if it's not some fucking colonial language, right? Like a fucking, it is not different than English in its colonial properties, like at all. But somehow cishet Latinos, Latinas become like these arbiters of like tradition when it comes to the Spanish language as it ties to our Latinidad. But I bring up the word Latinx and its attack by cishets, cisgender heterosexual Latinos and Latinas, because the Pew Research Center recently published a study that showed that only 3% of self-identified Latinxes use the term. Never mind that their sample size was very small, right? But let's take them at their word. What's interesting to me about these findings is that their conclusion was that essentially that nobody uses this word and that we should just stop using it. And not that like, hey, these numbers reflect the fact that like cishet Latinos or the major, or like the general Latinx population does not share space with LGBT Latinxes, particularly trans and non-binary Latinxes. And so therefore they don't have an understanding of this term, or they don't want to have an understanding of this term because they're homophobic and transphobic, right? And so all the cishet Latinos ran with it. They were having a field day, like, stop using this white term, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, accepting the research of, like, this white-ass institution, like, please, like, fucking think for 2 seconds. But that would require you to examine your own homophobia and transphobia, which is not something that cishet Latinos, machistas, are willing to do.
Yeah. All to say, where do we, like, all to wrap it up on this episode of Bitter Grown Femmes, if you are white, Latinx, you need to shut the fuck up. Period. That's it. Thanks. We'll come back. Oh. And just kidding. Thanks for listening.
Okay, but to wrap it up, to wrap up this episode, we're going to usher in Latinx Heritage Month with what did we decide on?
Our Latina Queen, Fiona Apple.
Fiona Apple, yes. Latina, white Latina representation. Fiona La Manzana. Fiona Manzanilla. We're gonna be playing
Under the Table.
Replay?
Oh, was it Under the Table or Relay? What Relay?
Up to you.
Relay's good.
Relay. I feel like that one's like más movida.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so we're gonna be playing Relay by Fiona Apple. I like that Fiona Apple has always been like, you know, you're gonna get what you're gonna get. And also, like, fuck the system, right? Like, I'm not going to play this music industry game with you. And so I appreciate that. Like, when she won her MTV Music Award, mm-hmm. she was like, you know, stop listening to MTV, blah, blah, blah. That was, like, real icon shit.
Iconic. And yeah, and she came back this year and released an album. This was, like, at the beginning of quarantine, I feel.
Like the first
or second. Yeah, I remember because everyone was like, fuck yeah, we're going to get through this month. And I'm like, here we are in September.
Month six of quarantine.
I cannot believe I've been in quarantine this long. Like, wow. It's a lot.
6 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's all I can say at myself. Well.
All right, y'all.
We're done. We're done with you all.
Listen to Fiona Apple.
Wouldn't it be cool if we have, like, Bitter Brown Fen masks?
Oh my god, no, I refuse.
Oh yeah. We're not going to capitalize off the pandemic. My bad. Yeah. If they were free though, that'd be cute.
Yeah. No, that reminds me, I've been wanting, we're looking at merchandising options, and but I'm trying to avoid anything that forces us to sell a mask. Because imagine people are, oh my god, that would be embarrassing.
We need to get like, they'd boycott us.
I would boycott me.
Okay. But some people would wear it, I feel. Maybe not. Maybe just me. Yeah. I'd make Luca wear it.
Oh. Okay. Oh, yeah. We have an event with Cal State Monterey Bay. You can join the event by following a link that we will provide on our Instagram when we find it. But yeah, take care of yourself. All right, y'all?
Yes. Bye.
Bye. Again, our podcast wouldn't be possible without the support of our patrons. So we want to give a shout out to our I Know Her level patrons. That includes Yulisa, Yasmin, Vincent C, Vanessa A, Vanessa G, Valentina R, Sarah M, Ronnie L, Nancy M, Monica M, Montse B, Miguel B, Marisol L, Magdalena S, Mac, Lucio G, Lisbeth K, Linda M, Layla G, Laura R, Kimberly B, Karina C, Joel M, Jocelyn D, Jen A, Hema R, Jason B, Jacqueline A, Guadalupe F, Griselda M, Gianna R, Evelyn, Cynthia P, Chrissy J, Clara P, Christian G, Sandy, Cassandra G, Bianca G, Angel H, Amy M, Amanda, Alana F, Ames T, Abigail D, and Aranya. Thank y'all so much for your continued support. Woof, y'all are super. Some of y'all have been supporting us from the start, and I cannot even tell you how much that means to me. So much love to y'all, for real. And again, if you want to support us, feel free to check out the link in our description. I'll resent you for being raised right. I'll resent you for being tall. I'll resent you for never getting